This is Ty Taylor on WRMJ, our Mercer County High School Sports Spotlight. This week has us talking Golden Eagle football. We're talking with senior running back and defensive back Tannen Whitehall. Golden Eagles off to a 1-1 start on the season. Picked up a nice win over Sherrard on Friday, 28-6 on the road. So we'll start there. Tannen, I know it felt like a game that was really important to get a win in to try to even up the record after losing the season opener. So for you, I mean, playing in the game on Friday night, what were some of the keys you think getting the Golden Eagles over the hump to get to 1-1 in the season, beating Sherrard on Friday?
We definitely knew they were a physical team coming into the game, so we definitely knew we had to bring it the whole game, and it was a must win. So everyone played with extreme intensity, and yeah.
So it was a nice start to the season for you individually, too. I know 3 touchdown runs already, some nice kind of explosive plays out of the backfield as well. I mean, so for you individually, what do you think have helped attribute to some of the success you've seen running the ball so far this year?
Really just trusting the blocks. I mean, obviously we got a new offense this season, so it's really just trusting the guys up front. And coach, I think he's done a really good job this year of installing the new offense, and just trusting the big guys up front and running the ball hard.
And that's something I wanted to talk about with you, too, is obviously the new style of offense you're playing, primarily out of the wing tee offensively. So as you've kind of installed that from last season to this season with Coach Fred Lucas taking over, how has that process went for you and your teammates? How have you think you've been able to handle the kind of new-look offense?
Yeah, it's been a process, but you know, I think at this point we're where we need to be, and we're adding some new things, so it's where it needs to be, but it was definitely a process to begin with.
You spoke about kind of the physicality of the game Friday against Sherrard earlier, and I know when you played Monmouth Roseville week one, it's the same thing with how big and physical that team is. Kind of playing, you know, in the Three Rivers, I know you didn't fully get to play a lot last year because of the injury, which we'll talk about in a moment, but have you seen kind of that physicality and maybe the meaning of games rise a little bit just with kind of the proximity? And it feels like you can almost kind of feel the rivalry with some of these teams you play locally, right?
Oh, big time, yeah. It's a world of a difference from the last conference to this.
Well, the big story for you personally, I know, is coming back from an injury last year that virtually wiped out your entire junior season. So can you speak to the process, you know, getting from that point to this point where you get hurt last year in week one, you get the diagnosis that tells you, hey, probably not going to be able to play very many, if any, you know, meaningful downs the rest of the season, to now, you know, working your way back and getting to play this year? Does that make it feel any more special, you know, getting to play this season after basically missing out on the junior year last year?
Oh, yeah. It's huge for me getting back out here, but it really just gave me a new mentality that, you know, you never know when it could be your last snap. So just in a way, I think it helped me this year because it just made this year so much more meaningful and impactful.
We've got a nice senior class, I think 12 kids out, and that's a number that, you know, a lot of programs don't have anymore these days. So, I mean, with that, for you, a lot of kids obviously that you've played with, you know, growing up throughout your childhood into your high school career, does that help, you know, just kind of the familiarity of the teammates you have and kind of knowing strengths and weaknesses with some of your kids that you played with?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've played with these guys since I was a little kid, and through high school football, it's been a up and down battle for us, and it's huge just having those guys through everything.
All right, so last thing I've got for you, Tannen, is basically just taking a little bit of a look down the road now. Like we talked about, into week 3 of the season this Friday, hosting Orion, you sit at 1-1 overall. You got 7 more games to play in the regular season. So what are the expectations or goals for you look like, maybe individually or team-wide, as you look down the line over the final 7 weeks of the regular season here in 2025?
Yeah, I mean, in this conference, I think you just got to take it one day at a time. Every game is a must-win game, and there's no gimmies in this conference, so we just got to take it one step at a time and slowly build up to where we need to be.
Mercer County senior running back and defensive back Tannen Whitehall joining us on the High School Sports Spotlight. This week, Golden Eagles off to a 1-1 start in 2025, hosting Orion on Friday night at George Pratt Memorial Field. Tannen, great to see you back on the field this year, my man, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.